Welcome to Stories from Chosun, the audio version of the House of Chosun daily blog posts, available at chosunhouse.com. Today, Old Testament banned. Early 20th century Korea, end of World War I. Japan has taken over. Christians are being severely persecuted. Church papers in the U.S. are telling the truth about the atrocities as they hear them from the missionaries. So the Japanese have to get rid of the reporters. 200 thugs are brought over from Japan to terrorize the representatives of Christ's kingdom. Homes must be guarded every night. People are beaten. Others sentenced to prison terms. Then the world press picks up the story and Japan relents and produces reforms, which last about 10 years. In the 30s, there's a fresh crop of Japanese hardliners that rises to repress Christians. More arrests, more rules. In 1937, students at Christian schools are told they must worship the sun goddess. Surely, all Christians said no. Wrong. The Methodists go along with the idea, saying this is merely a cultural, patriotic thing, not a religious one. Presbyterians do not comply, but they decide to close their schools, so the witness of Christ is snuffed out. Some churches are given similar regulations. Christians who fail to worship at a Shinto shrine are to be imprisoned. Then in 1939, all foreign missionaries are forced to leave the country altogether. The believers who are left behind continue to be pressured into compromise. No more Old Testaments allowed in worship. No New Testament passages that claim Christ to be Lord and King can be proclaimed. Families are forced to baptize their children into the Shinto religion. Church buildings confiscated. Clergy drafted for work for the war effort. This is World War II. All of this before Kim and communism. All of this after Pyongyang is known as the Jerusalem of the East. What a history this peninsula has known. How God's people have paid a price over the years. Gets you to wondering afresh, would I have stood firm? Would I have mentally sought escape from the cross by saying sun worship is merely patriotic? Would I have hid an Old Testament and taught it faithfully to my children as I did in the free world? Would I have found ways to preach Jesus is Lord and King and will one day rule the world when He comes in glory? I have now. Would I have then? Would I have let them force me into infant baptism and a false religion? I fought all of that here. What about there? Easy to say, Lord, we're able to bear the cross. We're able to drink the cup. It all sounds so poetic and romantic and wonderful, but Peter found out that all the talk in the world doesn't prepare one for an arrest in the middle of the night. May Jesus' Spirit make us ready. For now, let's keep praying for those who gladly give their lives away to Jesus. The above facts are still following the outline of a book called By Their Blood by James and Marty Heffley. Thank you for your interest in North Korea. Visit us at chosunhouse.com for a large collection of blog posts like this and pictures and maps and facts and resources and more. In fact, everything you need to get an informed prayer life regarding Chosun, the Hermit Kingdom, land of morning calm.